I am my ideal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am my ideal. All of us have ideals of what we would like to be. We have an ideal of what our body should be, an ideal of what our home should be, an ideal of what our community should be, an ideal of what our family should be, an ideal of what our government should be, an ideal of what our world should be. These are all beautiful ideals. These are ideals that give us real meaning and real purpose and real direction in life, and it's rather nice. These are ideals that make our world into something very, very special. However, to live only with your ideals is not to put feet under your ideals. When someone says to you, "How's our government?" and you say, "Well, they could be better," you're not living your ideal. If someone says to you, "How's our government?" and you say, "We have the finest government in the universe, the finest government in the world, the finest government, the finest legislators, the finest group of people running our world that we could ever have chosen because we elected them. We gave them power to do the things we want them to do." Now, could you say that? Could you stand behind that? Now let's just say your family. "I have the finest family in the world. My mom and my dad and my sisters and my brothers and my wife or my husband and my children and my great-grandchildren and my parents, my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and the whole slam bang of them are wonderful. Every one of them is doing something beautiful and positive. Every one of them is the role model for their world because they live their ideals. They are beautiful. Oh boy, do I have a wonderful family." You say, "My God, where did you get off the boat?" You know, don't you realize the truth that some of your family are not so nice and some of your family are super duper, but you can't just bundle them all together. Oh yes, I can. Oh yes, I can, because I am the ideal. I am my ideal. I'm the ideal family. I look at the ideal family and I see them beautiful, harmonious, loving, gentle, kind, and courteous, and wonderful to one another. And so they are. And so they are. What I look at, I see, my goodness, my world, my family, wow. Now, my community, how is it? Oh, it is the most wonderful. That's why I chose to live here. That's why I chose to live in this town, in this country. That's why I chose to live in this city, in this state. That's why I chose to live in this county, because this is my community. It is made up of the finest and most wonderful people in the world. Everyone who moves into my community moves in here because it is the greatest community that could ever be. I live here because it's the greatest community. I don't live in this community because it's got problems. I live in this community because it is fulfilled, it is beautiful, it is wonderful. And these are the only thoughts I have in my mind. And do I have a wonderful time? Boy, oh boy, do I have a wonderful time. My community is just absolutely fantastic. Yes, these are not only my dreams, these are my reality. I am my ideal. Whatever thoughts I have about myself, my family, my community, my country, my world, whatever thoughts I have, those are the thoughts that are being implanted into the universal structure and are carried out. Now, we could never have a happy world if there were not happy people in it. And the happy people begin with you and me. The happy people begin in our thoughts, in our way, in our looking at things. And so it is. And if I ever allow an unhappy thought to come into my world, into my thinking, then what I am doing, I am empowering those unhappy circumstances to be in my world. And what a sad and unhappy situation that is. I do not choose that at all. I choose only to live in my ideal world. And my ideal world is one of peace and love and truth and honor and goodness. That's my choice. I live in my ideal world by my choice. I am my ideal. my every thought, my every action, my every dream, my every goal. That's what I am. And I can be no less. Life is wonderful. And I am wonderful. Everybody in my world is wonderful. That's what I create. I am my ideal. I live my ideal. I express my ideal. My ideal is all that matters. And it is all that I am. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. I am my ideal. You are your ideal. And that's why I love you. I love you. I love you.